Goodbye July and hello August. Here's a fun psychopathic way to think of the months changing. July died. July is dead. After 31 days, July has died. Gone too soon. And now we're in August. August is alive. And well, it'll after 30 days, August will also die. If you're wondering how come some months live to 31 and others make it to 30, well, the ones that make it to 30, they get hit with self-realization that they're not going to be around for much longer. And, they get the month gets its version of a heart attack and it dies one day earlier. And oh my God, I don't even want to talk about February. February's an anxiety-consumed mess, and every once in a while, it gets a little better. I think it gets like one day extra. But for the most part, February doesn't even try to get better. It just is. Welcome to Typical. Have a correction to be made. In the intro, I said August only lives to 30. I mean, I always thought it did. But after looking at my calendar, I'm wrong. It lives to 31. And I could have swore, I swear, the reason I thought it was 30 is because as a child, I was taught in school by a teacher, an educator, I was taught that it alternates. So if July has 31 days, the next month will have 30 days, and then the next one will have 31. I was told that that's how it works, and apparently it's not. So I've just been living my whole life thinking every other month there's 30 days or 31 days. And I don't know when it changed, or maybe it was always like this, and I was just told wrong. I was just taught incorrectly. I've never questioned it. It never once occurred in my mind to just, nah, that's not right. But that's what this podcast is for. It's because I get to figure things out and learn stuff. And speaking of learning stuff, let me educate all of you on sharks. I love sharks. I have a weird passion about sharks. Some you might even consider love interest. No, I'm just kidding. Sharks are pretty cool though. I've always enjoyed sharks. They are, I will say though, we are, as human beings, we're murking the shit out of sharks. You're swimming, one swims by you, just, it's gone. Like, we are fucking up sharks. Hardcore. And, the reason, there's different products that are made from sharks, whatever, blah, 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 blah. By the way, guys, I have a real passion for sharks. That's why we're going to get into this. This is happening. Oh, if you guys don't know, I have a real passion for sharks. Sorry, we're done. But not with the shark talk. The reason sharks are getting murked is there's a food item. It's shark fin soup. And to be honest, why? What do you do? It's soup. Come on, it's soup. Soup is not a luxury. Like, why are you making soup a luxury or luxurious exotic food item? It's soup. It's fucking soup. It's for sick people. Like, you don't need shark fin soup. Just get Campbell's and just from the can. It's soup. Soup is not a extravagant food item. It doesn't need, you don't need to make it crazy. It's a liquid with vegetables or other things mixed into it. You don't gotta do all that. So if you don't know, definning sharks is for shark fin soup, and it's the ocean version of rhino horns, and sharks basically, they get their fins cut off. They get their fin, their swimming fins, their ass fins, just, And then that's for soup. Fucking soup. And here's a fun statistic. If you guys are scared by sharks, I have a fun statistic that I don't really get to share that much. I don't really get to have too many conversations about sharks, but when I do, I get really into it. So here's a statistic, and it's true. You can look it up. You feel free. But elephants kill more people every year than sharks do. Like, if you look at the numbers, elephants actually kill way more people. I mean, it's still not like a crazy number. It's still not like in the thousands, I don't think, but it is way more than people dying from sharks. Like, if I'm to throw out a number, I think it's like, I don't know, maybe 16 people die from elephants and maybe 4 people die from sharks or 3 people a year. Something like that. All right. It's something like that. But yeah. All I'm saying is sharks are cool. You don't got to be scared of them. And you know, while we're on the subject, what's everyone's favorite shark? If you say great white shark, you're a basic bitch. Though, great white sharks, I will give them some props. Because they do some impressive stuff. Have you seen them just breach water? They breach full body. Nose to ass fin, they just and splash back in. You probably have trouble getting into out of the pool. You probably have trouble getting into and out of the pool. And a full-on great white shark just catches something midair and then lands back in. That's crazy. As a kid, I used to watch Shark Week a lot. I haven't watched Shark Week recently. And I think it's like sometime soon. Maybe it might even be this week. I'm not too sure. Again, I used to watch Shark Week when I was a kid, but I don't do it as much. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. My favorite shark. I haven't updated my list. You know, when I was a kid, a whale shark was my favorite. And yeah, it's a hybrid. I get it. It's not 100% shark. That's what some people consider it. But still, I think that's what makes it cool. Is because it's not 100% shark. I think that makes it a little more unique and even cooler. Plus, it's got like sick design. And it's a cool shark. It's a cool shark. So I don't have an updated list. As an adult, I haven't actually thought about it too much. Not many people ask me, believe it or not. Not many people ask me, hey, what's your favorite shark? That's what I'm saying. I don't get this conversation that much, but when I do, I'm in it. You know, all this talk about sharks and like killing and stuff. I have one more psychopathic thing to talk about. And then after that, I think we'll be done with like killing and dying. Okay. But what animal has the highest KD, do you think? Like, from when it's born, how many things get killed from it before it dies? Like, what? Let's think about this. What animal has the highest KD? Like, okay, you know what? We're gonna do something fun. Here we go. We're in a Call of Duty match, okay? Hunger Games, Call of Duty, Battle Royale. Every species, every animal is in this. And which ones get some crazy KD? Which one comes out on top? We're throwing in every single animal, not sea creatures. Fuck. We might do sea creatures for the next one. Fuck sea creatures. They're kind of annoying. Except sharks. We're going to put every single animal in this environment. And here we go. It's a Call of Duty match. It's a free-for-all. Battle Royale. Hunger Games type of thing. Type of ordeal. And you know what? Since I came up with it, I'll just throw myself in there. I'll represent humanity. There's no teaming up. There's no pairs. There's no duos. There's no squads. There's no groups. It's just 1v1, but everyone's against each other. I guess every being every animal is against each other. Okay? Let's go play by play. How is this happening? What's going down? What's happening? I'm assuming a bear is going to have a pretty good KD. Oh, and by the way, it is like literally every species. So all types of bears, black bear, brown bear, grizzly bear, all that. Same with lions, tigers, all species. But they're not going to see each other as friends. They're going to just see each other as enemies. So I'm guessing a bear is probably going to have some pretty high kills. A tiger. You know, let's throw in maybe an antelope. Might get some points on the board. And yes, I am aware that some animals, I'm aware there's predators and there's prey. You know, there's animals that are put here and designed to kill things, right? And then there's other animals that are here to eat grass, and then they do end up getting eaten. So I'm aware there's the different types, but worth everything, predators and prey. I'm guessing a predator is going to win. You know, you're not going to see like a deer at the end and then it has to like kill a rhinoceros. It's not like, that's probably not going to happen, but they're in there just for participation trophies. Plus, so that way we can get the points on the board. We get the points rolling. This may be the most fucked up thing I've ever thought of, but it's also kind of entertaining. I'm not like, if someone made this to a movie or a video game or even a book, it would be a pretty good story. I'd probably check it out. Now, anyway, let's actually get into the match. All right, play by play. Here we go. We're going in through the point of view of me. I'm in. Bloop. And last thing, don't get all scientific on me. It doesn't matter. All these animals can coexist in this environment. All right, it's revolutionized. Everyone can exist there. It's comfortable for them. Okay, it's comfortable. They're not getting tortured if they're not supposed to be in a forest or if they're supposed to be in a desert. They're in their environment and they're okay. They can do it. All right, fantasy, blah 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 blah. Now we're in it. I'm alive. I'm confused. I'm like, who kidnapped me? What's going on? What is this? And then I look over to the distance. I see a bunny. And then it goes 3, 2, 1. Beep. Match start. I see the bunny. I know what's happening, obviously. I'm like, oh, I'm in the game. It's every man for himself. Last man standing. And there's a reason that phrase exists, because I will be the last man standing. So I see the bunny. I go up to the little guy. I punt the shit out of the bunny. Hits a tree, it dies. I'm up 1 point. I got a 1.0 KD right now because I haven't died. So I'm in this game. I have confirmed myself as a player in this game. Next up, let's get a bigger enemy. You know, some time goes by, other things die. Not all by me. I can't kill everything. Some time goes by, certain things get killed. And now I'm walking. Oh, I am now face to... I am looking at the back side of a hippopotamus. Its ass is in front of me. I'm face to ass. The hippo turns around, looks at me, and doesn't like that I'm looking at its ass. So it turns around and starts charging at me, chasing me. I actually kind of forgot hippos existed. So now I'm scared, because hippos are kind of fast, and they are not to be messed around with. So now I'm running. And my only hope going through my brain is I got to find something else. I got to find some other animal and hope, and just really hope that these two animals will get distracted and fight each other instead of me. Because, or potentially, they team up and they both go after me. But what more is there to do? I have no other choice. I have to just hope it's the other version. So I go for it. I see, oh, there's a giraffe. This giraffe is just stomping on like prairie dogs and like all the small things. I don't know. So I'm running. and I'm going full speed. I'm running as fast as I can. The hippo's chasing me. I go under the giraffe. The hippo's chasing. Boom! Sweeps the leg of the giraffe. The giraffe just falls, long neck and everything. And would real question. Pause. If a hippo's going full speed, sweeps the leg of the giraffe, would the giraffe break its neck? I don't think so, because they have really strong necks. So I don't think they would like actually break. But maybe if there was a rock, it would just maybe. But we have to decide. We have to decide right now. Does it live or die? I'm going with it lives, because it wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense for it to just, it's known for its strong neck. So why would it just, there's a pebble. Doesn't make sense. So now the giraffe gets up, sees the hippo. They get mad. They get into it. And I escaped. All right. So I have gotten out of that situation. And let's just speed it up. Time goes by. I'm at the end and I kill whatever the last animal is. I win. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. But in this type of game, as a human being, you might expect to worry about the big animals, you know, the obvious one, the predators, the big giant tiger, lion, you know, those types of things. But really what you have to look out for as a human being is the small stuff, the little assholes, the venomous, tricky bitches, the poisonous assholes. That's what you got to really look out for. Because maybe, you know, I try to climb a tree to get a good vantage point and I accidentally touch a poisonous frog. And now I'm tripping out like crazy. And I'm tripping so hard, but then I die. That could happen. Or maybe I'm walking, I step over a log, and then the world's most venomous snake just French kisses the back of my ankle. And, you know, even if I'm wearing pants, that's not going to stop teeth, venomous teeth especially. So now then I die that way. So in this type of game, this type of situation, life or death, I think a lot of humans would die from the small stuff rather than the big things, if we're being honest. That's what I think. That's what I'm guessing. But yeah, to conclude it, I make it to the end. You know, maybe I have like an 8.0 KD. I killed 8 things. A bear probably killed like 15. Something else killed 50, but those all died by something else. Because it's not about who gets the most kills. It's who makes it to the end. And so I make it to the end and I see a certain animal. Let's say elephant. No, let's not say elephant. Yeah. Anyway, I kill whatever the last animal is. I'm the last man standing and I win. So the Olympics started last year. Well, technically, it was supposed to start last year. But the Olympics started last week. And I got to be honest, I don't know much about the Olympics. And I have a video coming out on Wednesday where I had to research some things like the events and stuff about the Olympics. It's going to be a fun video. So through researching it, I kind of learned a lot. I was like, I didn't know much about it. Like, I didn't know anything. I had no idea about the Olympics. I had no concept of how it works or what goes down. So if you were to be in an event, which one would you compete in? And don't give me some like, oh, basketball or softball, baseball, or football. And when I say football, I mean soccer. Which one, you know, rugby? Like, I'm talking about, let's do something a little less mainstream. I guess. A little less traditional sport, if you know what I mean. Like, which running one or which biking one would you do? Swimming one. Like, you know, which one would you do if you were to compete in? I would do... What would I do? Maybe... I was going to say archery, but then like you, I was going to, between archery and fencing. And the reason, probably fencing, because archery, it's cool, but you got to
pull the bow and you just got to like stay in that pose for a while. And that probably hurts. Plus, then it's just like breathing, just breathing, just waiting, and then you just, and then that's it.
And that kind of hurts. I don't know if I would enjoy that one. Also, I just dropped the bow. I don't know if you guys saw that. I hella just dropped it if I was holding one. So that's why I'd probably do fencing. It just seems a little more on guard, you know? I've always wanted to be a pirate. Fencing doesn't make you a pirate, but seems a little more pirate-like. And the pirate-like is for me. Another thing about the Olympics I was just thinking about is it's kind of... Have you noticed that a lot of Olympians are really young? Almost too young. Like... They're children. Like, they are kids. And I kind of got the idea. It would be kind of funny if you're just some kid from another nation and the whole nation just goes, you will be our chosen one. You are going to bring back our pride, our glory, and you are going to be a champion. You are our chosen one for our nation. You will compete in this event, even though you have no experience. You will be our hero. Like, when you look at the Olympians that are kids, you're like, oh, they're there. They're having fun. That's their dream. But what if that wasn't their dream? It was their nation or their country's dream. And they're just there because they're the best of the best. And they're being forced to do it, you know? Like... If you're just, hey, kid, come here. You know how to dive?
Yeah, I kind of.
You're going to be our fucking hero. All right, you're going to train every single day for the rest of your life. You're going to dive every single day. And you're going to be this country's gold medalist. You're going to bring some pride and glory to this country. Just saying, there's another way to look. Just saying, there's always alternate ways to look at stuff. Like, the Olympics are fun. It probably sucks to be, if you're forced there. You know, it sucks to be forced to be a champion. It sucks. I know what that's like. Being forced to be the best at something. It's kind of annoying. Like, I know exactly what some of these kids are going through. But... You know, like, what else? You just got to do it. You literally have to, because you don't got a choice. You're being forced to be a champion. You're being forced to win. You're being, like, where's the competition? Where is it at? I keep winning. Like, where is it at? I don't see it. That's why it sucks to be a champion. I want to do something fun. And I have a new pair of shoes I bought. Like 2 weeks ago, but I haven't worn them yet. I haven't been able to worn them because they don't have laces in them. You know, I don't know how to lace shoes. So I'm thinking it would be fun to like do that on the podcast in front of all of you. And it would be something else. Cause normally when you buy shoes, the worker there or whatever, they lace the shoes for me. I've never had to lace my shoes. I've never had someone just go up to me, unlace all my shoes and be like, ha, bitch, and then just walk away. Like, that's never happened to me. So I have to Or I would like to, and I think it would be kind of fun to just try to lace my shoes right now. So I will go grab them, and I am going to try to lace my shoes. Okay, so I have the shoes. They are gray, and I like gray shoes because they kind of go with everything. Like they go with like every type of shirt and all that. So, I guess I should just start. I'm thinking, should I go grab a spare shoe to use as an example? No, that's cheating. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this shoe first, and then maybe after, once I'm done doing it, if I think it's wrong, I'll go grab another shoe for an example. So yeah, let me do this. All right, I did it. I finished it. I did it wrong, though. It's wrong. It's completely wrong. I know it's already wrong. Because, like, this part's under. It's just, I didn't do it correctly. So, I think I'm calling in a lifeline. I am going to go grab other shoes to use as an example. And I'll be back. Okay, I have my other shoes. They're also gray shoes. And in fact, they kind of look exactly the same. Holy shit. They are exactly the same. Well, that was a coincidence. Well, the difference is this one's really old. Like, really old. Like, 3 years, 4 years, something like that. So it's time for an upgrade. The thing about these laces that I didn't describe, it probably doesn't change much. But they are kind of rubbery. Or not rubbery. They're like leather. And they're circular. They're not like the flat, white, typical shoelaces. So let me use this as an example. And here we go. It goes in like that. Boom! I did it. I did it for the first shoe. I did it. It is, the first shoe is done. First shoe's done. Now I gotta do the other shoe. Oh shit. I did it. Done. Okay. I did the other shoe. I did both shoes. I have successfully laced both shoes, and it only took 10 minutes. I don't know why, but the second shoe was a lot harder and slower than the first shoe. So what'd we learn? What'd we learn this episode? I actually didn't learn how to lace shoes because I just copied and mimicked my other shoes. So progress didn't happen anywhere for that. Let's see. What else happened? We did Olympics. We talked Olympics. Sharks. Months dying. Animals dying. Me being a champion. And I think that's a good... We did a callback to everything that happened this episode now. So, with that said, thank you guys for watching or listening to Typical. See you guys next week. And yeah.